This is Sarah Pearson, and you're listening to the Emerging Artist Series, only on Mike FM. And today in the studio, we are joined by Bad Weather, otherwise known as Hads, who is the man behind Bad Weather. Hi, Hads. How's it going?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. So Bad Weather is this wonderful project based in Montreal. You do a lot of hip-hop sampling, ambient guitar stuff, and also straight-out hip-hop. And there's a lot of poetry, a lot of texture to the music. Really, some tracks that you come up with are so, like, almost acoustic ambient with some nice little reverb-y stuff that you're doing with your pedals and your guitar. And other stuff, like I said, just straight up hip hop. How do you explain your music to people?
I grew up on a lot of different influences, and when I played with other people and I had a band before this happened, and then we stripped it down and it was just me and a drummer, and then the drummer left and I was kind of by myself. Mm-hmm. When you play with other people, there's limitations, there's restrictions. Everyone kind of builds a sound together. I don't have that limitation, which can be a curse and a blessing because I'm all over the place. At the same time, I can do whatever I want, but then sometimes things aren't as cohesive as someone should normally be as an artist is trying to have a sound and trying to build a fan base and so on and so forth. So it is kind of all over the place, but at the same time, if I feel like doing something, I'll do it. You know, sometimes I won't listen to hip hop for 3 weeks and then I'll be just straight up playing guitar or writing. Other times I'll listen to just hip hop and be writing beats and come back to poetry and kind of bounce back and forth. So it's kind of like whatever I feel at the time, I'm working on it, you know. And about the springtime when I got into that EP, I'd been exposed to spoken word for the first time, even though I've been an MC and I've been writing poetry and stuff for a long time. Getting exposed to Throw Poetry Collective and joining them. And at the same time, I started up this open mic for spoken word and hip hop called Spit the Truth, a monthly that happens at Brutopia, generally the first Thursday of every month. And I started it up with Con Chanry. He's a local Montreal DJ and producer that I work with. And he's the DJ, I'm the host. And we started this thing up because I was going to open mics to kind of test out stuff for the recording in the fall. And I realized that around the Irish Pub Quarters, which is where most of the open mics I was going to, I was pretty much the only cat rapping or doing spoken word or poetry or anything like that. So I was like, you know, what the hell, why not just kind of start up our own thing and see where it goes. You know, we'll try out one or two. And now it's become a monthly and it's grown and it's beautiful. You know, we get anywhere between 15 and 20 poets and MCs that sign up. And kind of drifting off here, but into that whole spoken word realm. So anyway, so around that springtime when I came in to record, just trying to get some songs out into an EP before focusing on a full length, I was surrounded by so much hip-hop and spoken word that the tracks just so happened to come out like that. And so the next EP that I'm working on has no hip-hop on it whatsoever. You know, it's just straight guitar beats and vocals, kind of focusing more on the concept of the record is about love songs. Mm-hmm. and long distance relationships. So it can be romance, whether it's with, you know, a hobby of yours, an addiction, or an actual woman. It can cover all grounds of romance, but that's pretty much the approach that it's got. So it's got more of that kind of theme, and no hip hop on it whatsoever. So kind of get to do what I want whenever I want, you know.
So I'm floored almost listening to you know, say in the beginning that when you're working alone, you don't have any limitations. You can really do whatever you want. Yeah. And the thing that went off in my head was, wow, that is true. That makes sense. But it is one of the great challenges as an artist to actually allow yourself to drift, as you say, and go to those different places and listen to what the universe is telling you to do and to cultivate that sound. And it sounds like there's a real openness in your personality and your music and your artistry that allows you to that freedom to experiment and to explore and to not define yourself by one genre, because it doesn't sound like you're drifting on your record. It's very there's a cohesion. A cohesiveness, which is very strong, and an intelligence to the music, which is present. So
thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. And I think it's so cool that you've started this outlet for spoken word and MC artists in the city where there wasn't one before. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, what's really interesting about ours and why it's so different is that a lot of the other hip hop sessions that happen around town are either more battle oriented. And not that there's a negative connotation with that, just that we kind of want to separate ourselves from that and just keep it on an open mic playing. You know, there's a lot of cool sessions that happen around town. A lot of them, you know, you don't have that same format or you don't have that same audience. So in the sense that you can come here and have anywhere between 15 and 20 MCs sign up, and they each get 15 minutes and the entire crowd is there for hip hop. It's for that grounds. You're not going up after a comedian and before a folk singer, you know what I mean? It's kind of more your crowd. So it is a beautiful thing. And we've had wonderful feedback and people that have been with us since round one that come back every single time and wait, you know, an hour before we get there, and they're just so stoked to sign up and get those 15 minutes. And
this is at Brewtopia?
This is at Brewtopia,
when?
Yeah.
When can we check it out?
The next one's happening Thursday, October 14th. Okay. Just because Conchonry is out of town for the first week of October, so it's not happening. But usually it's the first Thursday. We pretty much have residents there now. First Thursday, yeah, it starts at 9 p.m., doors open at 9, and then we go till about 3 in the morning, 2:33.
One of the best bars in the city, Brewtopia. Yeah.
And it's happening downstairs in the bistro, so it's got that hip-hop basement feel. It's beautiful. Okay. They take good care of us, man. I've worked there, and I've been friends with the guys for 10 years now, the staff. They're really wonderful people, and they take good care of us. Yeah.
That's where I learned to drink beer when I was 15. Raspberry Blondale. Great stuff.
Yeah.
So, now, talking about singing and spoken word, obviously you use your voice as a really powerful instrument, and your voice combined with poetry, and you write in your bio about how captivated you've been as you've grown up and come of age as an artist with poetry. But also you talk about in your early years of being a musician, playing piano, and being also really mesmerized by opera.
Yeah.
So what's your relationship been with singing?
I'm not a trained vocalist. I started off, when I first came to Montreal from Abu Dhabi, I signed up for piano. I was 7 years old. So I did that for a couple of months. No way am I a trained pianist. I mean, I can play a little bit. I've got a minimal amount of like music theory, and I like to dabble with piano. I play mostly with synths, just kind of, you know, simple, just to add layers and stuff. But I'm always trying to learn more and more piano. As far as voice goes, yeah, I've always been interested. I was in operettas when I was a kid in elementary school, and I was always into like theater and acting and stuff. And even though that never got me anywhere theater-wise, it did kind of give me that confidence to get up on stage the first times and just be like, yeah, I can do this. I was on stage when I was 10, you know, and I always had a really wonderful, a really good memory. So it was always easy for me to memorize, whether it was someone else's prose or my own or whatever. So everything just kind of fell into place to a point where, as I was growing up, I didn't realize this up until I was getting my bio written up. I was just kind of like, that is kind of weird that you're into poetry and you're into classical music and at the same time metal and, you know, dance music, new wave, gangster rap, zouk, gypsy, acoustic, flamenco.
It's all music. It all comes from the same place.
Yeah, and it's all really cool sounds. And just the idea to be able to make everything cohesive and know where you're at with stuff and what you're good at and figuring out, knowing what you can do and what you can't do, and just sticking to it and trying to do your best at what you like. You know what I mean? Like sometimes the music I make is not necessarily the music I want to listen to the most either. You know what I mean? But it's what comes out, and
you have to listen to that.
Yeah,
you can't argue with what comes out.
Yeah,
it's coming from a bigger place.
Yeah,
if you believe in that.
You're
kind
trying
of
to
thing.
Tell yourself something. You'll find out later what it is. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you're doing this monthly spoken word hip hop series at Brewtopia. You've been playing a lot around town. You just played with Melina Suchen at her acoustic nights. This was last night. So what else can we look for in your monthly calendar in your upcoming?
Basically on a regular, I do play a lot of shows, but on a regular I'm also special events coordinator for Throw Poetry Collective. So I do stuff for them. So they've got their slam that happens once a month. We just had the first one in September. The new season just started. And it's the last Sunday of every month at Divan Orange. So whenever there's a special events coordinator, I book something else in the month that happens that has nothing to do with slams. So it'll either be like a night of poetry that we did at Chica Cafe in August or July, I guess, July, where it's just an open mic with a couple of people from the team that come down, and it's just more of an open mic as opposed to having like a slam with judges and all that kind of stuff. Or we'll have poets that are guests from out of town. We'll try to bring them in, and I'll try to like play music too and stuff and just make a night out of it, you know, and have an event. As far as regular events, you can find everything on the MySpace or on Facebook.
Which is myspace.com/badweathermontreal.
Yeah, Montreal spelt out. On Facebook, I actually go, my MC name is Rough Draft. So anything that's but the truth, the Throw Poetry Collective, known, I'm Rough Draft, and Bad Weather is the musical project that's happening right now that I've been working on for a couple of years.
And so, Hads, when can we look forward to your upcoming EP, the one about the long-distance relationship?
Yes.
Was it inspired by a long-distance relationship?
It was inspired by three or four back-to-back, actually. I kind of was cursed with not having anyone in town. But that EP is coming out November 13th. It's happening at Club Lambie. It's sponsored by Adrenaline Tattoo Shop. We're gonna have some live body painting happening down. They're sending down two of their artists. They're helping me out there. They're good friends. I've been getting tattooed and getting pierced there for years. And we also have some really cool guests. My friends, The Pink Noise, who are guys I pretty much grew up with doing music the last couple of years, and we've played a ton of shows together. They're a really great electro duo. They've been turning heads for a long time. They should be rock stars already. I don't know why they're not, but they're closing up the night. They played my last launch in the May at Club Lambie
as well. We're going to have to get them on the Emerging Artist Series if they need to be rock stars. Send them our way. We'll give them a little spin on Mike FM. Listen, Heads, this has been wonderful sitting down and talking to you.
There's so much
going on, it sounds like, and your music is just full of beautiful melodies and hooks and catchy, all kinds of, it's just great stuff. I'm not making sense, but all that to say, our listeners should go check out your MySpace page ASAP.
And get the free download of the first EP.
Badweather.bandcamp.com. Badweather.bandcamp.com. Go and get your free tracks and enjoy it. And check out all the upcoming stuff, the hundreds of thousands of places that Heads is popping around town. Thanks so much for being here today, Heads.
Thanks so much.
And don't forget to listen to badweather.bandcamp.com. You're listening to Thirst by Bad Weather, only on Mike FM.